Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome on back for another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spent with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. And I just really appreciate the time you spent with us. Look, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live there. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You know, there's all kinds of stuff going on the website that you can take advantage of. You should take advantage of, actually. You know, and again, you know, there's you can sign up for our email blast. We do it once a week. I don't beat you up with it. I don't beat you up with it at all. If you don't want it, you can stop it. You can unsubscribe at any time. Or if you want to, you know, you don't want to read through emails, that's a pain in the butt for you. There's, the other thing you can do is you can go ahead and you can text TRS to 77222. That's TRS 77222. Okay. I want to talk about this, the Brexit thing before I get Xander on with me. Now, Boris Johnson's win, and I say his win because he was driving this thing. He's the head of his party. It's a big deal. It's a big deal for a lot of reasons. One is Labor, you know, the Labor Party there hasn't lost like this in 30 years. Those people, Labor people, like Dems and Republicans here, they vote for their party. And Labor has got the, you know, the Brits convinced that they care more about them, just like the Dems have others convinced here. They care more about them than conservatives do. Than Boris Johnson's party. And the reason Boris Johnson couldn't form is a little different in England, how they have to form a government after they're elected. They got to get all the parties on board so that you have some variety, that people come together. Well, he wasn't able to do that. Not really. Wasn't able to do it, so they have another election. And I think this was, you know, this is like unprecedented third election in X amount of time. But American TV, even the BBC to a degree, American television, American media, the quote-unquote mainstream press, why you listen to them, I don't know. I have to. You don't. But the mainstream press, as far as they're concerned, this was going to be a blowout. But they were going to blow out Boris Johnson. Because nobody wants conservative values. People want open borders. Everybody wants to take care of everybody, no matter how much it costs the economy. I mean, seriously, think about it. That's their mindset. And even after the Labour Party got smacked around last night, they still feel like it was a referendum for them to step up. The people were telling them to clean up their work or clean up their act, and then they could get back in again. Not what I heard. Not what I saw. Think about it. Johnson's conservatives, they captured 364 of the 650 seats in the House of Commons. All but one seat was counted. This gives them a 74-seat majority. Now, this is the best they've done since Margaret Thatcher ran back in 1987, where she just took that place over. He came out with a speech at 7 o'clock in the morning, said that Brexit was now the irrefutable, irresistible, unarguable decision of the British. Look, here's what happened. You want to just boil it down to simple English, for lack of a better term? Because I can't do simple Spanish. The people voted for Brexit a few years ago. The House of Commons was not interested in that at all. They didn't want it. They didn't want it to happen. So they kept finding reasons not to make it happen, even though the people voted for it. They even wanted to do another referendum on it to get people to vote again, because they didn't feel like the people were informed enough to vote. So, in other words, what they were saying is, the Brits are idiots. They weren't informed enough. They're out working. They don't know what they're doing. They voted for this, but it's really not what they wanted. It's just amazing, isn't it? But obviously, it is what they wanted. Proof being, they voted you out. They voted a bunch of you guys out for a reason. And he's right. Brexit will now happen. There is nothing really to stop them. Earlier in his seat of Uxbridge in West Ruislip, west of London, he said the government had been given a powerful new mandate to get Brexit done. I agree with that. 100%. The people said, you group of guys won't do it, we'll vote in you group. And we won't care what party you belong to. And the same thing's going to happen here. This is definitely a window into what's going to happen in this country. You guys are getting nothing done on the left. All you've done is do nothing but go after the president, because you've got to get him out because they're too stupid to get him out. Nadler has said it. Pelosi has said it. Green has said it. We've got to impeach him because he's going to win again. How stupid can you be? Even if that's your goal, why would you say that? Because you're a little thick. I'll leave it at that. I think this will turn out to be a historic election that gives us now in the new government the chance to respect the democratic will of the British people. My God, sweet Jesus, wouldn't you love to hear our government say the same thing? Look, and even the Republicans have been a little off, too. And, this newfound spine of some Republicans, God bless, hopefully it stays. Hopefully they strengthen it and it stays, right? Anyway, we're going to talk more about Brexit. We'll talk more about, Boris Johnson and so on right after the break. Don't go far. Xander Gibb joins me. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Wise guys, try one more thing. One more. I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Special guest that I have. Seriously. I believe you might enjoy it. And we've had this person on before. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, just for you. We are back. Always a pleasure to have you guys with me. I appreciate so much your time that you're spending with us. And, you know, head up to the website, realside.com, watch live, listen live, take the poll. A lot's going on up there. But I'm excited
that my first... Look, it's not Xander Gibb. I know you're all looking forward to having Xander on, but he's just going to have to wait his turn because we have a special guest on tonight right off of a major win for him, and I really, really, really appreciate him taking a few minutes out of his very busy day, and I hope he's partying greatly tonight. Boris Johnson joins us live from the UK. Boris, thank you for being with me.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Joe. Any friend of Xander Gibbs is a friend of mine. Because, yeah, you know, he was involved in the campaign, because as he worked on the Donald Trump campaign and Donald won, we thought, well, let's have him involved. We have to utilize his professional pupil.
Well, let's get to... Now, you have... I mean, really, seriously, congratulations on spanking the Liberals. First time in decades that these guys have been beat like this. How does that make you feel, Boris? Able to pull them all together?
Wonderful. It takes me back to my public school days. But it's an amazing testament towards how the people of England feel about me and the fact that they're rejecting Marxism and socialism.
Now, Jeremy Corbyn, who you terribly beat down, has he called and you know, given you his congratulations? And how did that call go?
No, I think he's still rather bitter. I thought he would have called before I went to see the Queen today, but yes, it didn't occur. Not going to happen.
I'd like to say the Queen and I are tight, but not quite. I don't think she appreciated the last phone call.
Yes, today. I told her I was coming on your show, and she said, yes, I have a fear on the show as well, and she said she'd give you her best.
Yes, yeah, I'm sure. Anyway, so what? How fast is it going to be now? Are we going to be able to slam Brexit through? I mean, you've got the support of the people. You know what the people want. This should be a slam dunk for you, should it not?
Well, yes, it should, because we've been blocked by the left for so long now. I'm hoping to get it through by January 31st, but secretly I'm hoping we can have a no-deal Brexit, because then they can beg us for a deal for the things that they might want to have, because let's face it, you know, rule Britannia and all of that.
So listen, I have to ask you a question, though. It's kind of personal, but do you and Trump use the same hairdresser?
Are you referring to my hair? Are you
your
trying
coif.
To suggest that we have
your
similar
coif.
Hair, Donald Trump and I? You know, Donald and I are very good friends, but no, we don't share a hairdresser. You know, we both went to public school, but, you know, that's where the similarity ends. And, of course, you know, we're both good conservative people.
Yes, and that's, you know, Xander and I talk on a regular basis about conservatives being much different than the conservative line here in the United States. And I'm curious to know from you, Boris, what you perceive a conservative as.
Well, you know, public school, went to Eton, very well spoken. You know, lots of opportunities, hates socialism, won't tolerate Marxism, and throw in a little hint of nationalism and a spoonful of sugar and you're there.
Okay. I'm waiting for the Universal Translator to catch up, but listen, I always appreciate your time with us. Give us the Queen, give the Queen my best, and I'm sure she'll look like she bit into a lemon when you tell her that you talked with me. But and I'm sure Xander is close by, that maybe he can hop right back on the line with us.
I'm just going to pass the telephone. Thank you so much for having me. And maybe I can meet you next time I'm in the United States.
Please, please, reach out. And we're also in the country known as the Soviet Socialist Union of California. So we'd be more than happy to have you.
Well, we'd be more than happy to have you in England, Joe, if you're ever passing by. Come for a cup of tea, 10 Downing Street. And I will now pass you back to Xander Gibb.
All right.
Oh, my God, that guy can talk, can he? He just dropped by, you know. I said, if you're in the area, drop by. And he, you know, he happened to be here while I'm going to do the show. And he said, you know, let me have a chat with this Joe Messina guy. I've heard so much about him from the Queen.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
There you go.
Yes.
Your fame is spreading, Joe.
There you go. Well, I'm afraid with the Queen it might not be for the same reasons, but anyhow. But he must be elated, just so excited. I mean, this is kind of like the time when Trump is sitting on the couch and he finds out he's just won as president. Can you imagine? I mean, in the back of your head, you're going, how the hell did that happen? And for him, and secondly, he's going, oh, now I get to get those guys back for everything they said about me. At least that's how I feel.
Absolutely. And now that they have a majority, he's going to have even more say, because what they had before was they didn't have the majority, so they didn't have as much power and control. But what I think this is really testament to is the fact that the UK have been tired of not being listened to, and a lot of people vote in a punitive way, and I think that that's absolutely fair enough. You know, there are people that have been lifelong liberals in the UK and have always voted for the Labour Party, but have actually voted conservative because they want something different to be done. And even though the Conservatives have been in power here for like 8 or 9 years, you know, he sweeps with a fresh broom. And you know, I know people don't like the comparisons, but he does have a similar style. Not just with his hair, to Donald Trump, because he wants to run the country like a business, you know, rather than, you know, kind of a socialist ideology where, you know, everybody gets to take from the pot even if they haven't put in.
You know, and people need to realize that, too, that these countries are businesses. There's no way around it. I mean, you have revenue, you have expenses, you've got to watch the bottom line, and they should be watching the bottom line. But somehow, I don't know when, but somehow, years gone by, decades gone by, they figured they were two different things. And because it was tax money, I don't know, was it real? Well, it really isn't real money for them. Was it real money? Look, we got to go for a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about the excitement of the people of England, or is it just a ho-hum? We got what we want and move on. I don't know. This is your part of the woods. We'll be back in a few minutes. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee, cool down your drink, but don't leave the area. We'll be right back. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Democrats propelled President Donald Trump's impeachment toward a historic vote by the full U.S. House as the Judiciary Committee approved charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. The House is expected to approve the two articles of impeachment next week before lawmakers depart for the holidays. The partisan split in the committee vote, 23 Democrats to 17 Republicans, reflects the atmosphere in the current Congress. The Democratic majority House is expected to approve the charges against Trump next week, but the Republican-controlled Senate is likely to acquit him after a January trial. Trump is accused in the first article of abusing his presidential power by asking Ukraine to investigate his 2020 rival Joe Biden while holding military aid as leverage, and in the second of obstructing Congress by blocking the House's effort to probe his actions. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
You have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
Hey, hey, mambo, mambo, Italian.
We are back.
Mambo, mambo.
Joe, to your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know what? I know who you're waiting for, so let me just bring him on so we don't waste any time. You know what I'm saying? We are back. Always a pleasure to have. All right, we're back, and one of my favorites anyway, Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his time with me. And Xander, I'm sure there's dancing in the streets and fireworks going off and all kinds of other stuff, or is this just a ho-hum?
No, I think people are pretty excited. I mean, the media has kind of gone crazy about the win. And they were talking to, you know, kind of working class people in the North because they felt very kind of ignored and rejected with their opinions for so long. And basically, the level of response has been joyous. You know, people who have been lifelong liberals have voted conservatives because, you know, they actually want their views to be taken into consideration.
You mean they want to be heard?
It's a fear-mongering
story. Oh, my God. Are you sure? I said they want to be heard? What is that all about?
Yeah. How dare they, you know? I mean, they let them vote. You know, it's not like we should take into the consideration their opinions as well.
Oh, they want them counted, too? I mean, heck
yeah.
No, I don't
know. Yeah. I mean, there's still a lot of scaremongering people saying, oh, well, what this means is that now that Donald Trump is going to be able to buy the National Health Service, which, you know, Donald said he's got no interest in. Boris has said that it's not for sale, but the liberal media still want to, you know, kind of make this a figment of fear in people's minds, because obviously there is an element of social medicine here, and it's kind of set up differently. But the ideology of privatizing it now and selling it to America just wouldn't work after, you know, such a sweeping victory for Boris.
Yeah, you know, I'm with you when I think about this stuff, and I was just thinking, so the people, even the liberals, I'm sure, aren't overjoyed that they had to vote conservative, if you would, or vote for the conservative party person. But it shows you that they're done. They're tired. they're tired of hearing this stuff. Do you know what I'm saying? And yeah. they want to actually be heard. Was the media? I mean, it's a stupid question. I'm going to ask it anyway. Was the media genuinely surprised that he won?
I think they were. I think that no one was more surprised than the liberals that he won, because they convinced themselves that it was going to happen. But all of the liberals and the media said, oh, well, this is because of Brexit. No, it's not because of Brexit. It's because they reject, the country as a whole rejects socialism, and thank God they do. And they reject the fact that this guy is anti-Semitic and pals around with terrorists. I mean, what does that say in the leader of a country if you're going to, you know, celebrations of the life of terrorists that killed, you know, the Israeli Olympians in 1969? I mean, people don't forget these things. Oh, I didn't know this is what it was for. Really? You know, if I'm invited to speak at an event, I want to know what the organization is and what the event is for before I even step in the car.
Yeah, I am so with you from a standpoint of, you know, people just want to feel like they're being heard. People just want to feel like you're there, you know, for lack of a better term, you're there with them, right? You're
right.
What was Billy Bob's line? I feel your pain. You know what I mean? Right? I mean, everything for him was that, was exactly that. And you like that? I mean.
Yeah, I'll say nothing.
No, I was, look, it was almost a little bit Mafia and a little bit Billy Bob. I get it. But
yeah.
I think you're making fun of me. So
would I?
I look, I'd make fun of me. Why not? But you see what I'm saying here, though. I mean, as far as they really just, people want to feel like you're taking them into consideration. You're taking their feelings into consideration. And we don't see that anymore. It just doesn't happen anymore, right?
No, because the whole point of having a referendum on any one given subject is that you'll abide by the decision and not keep wanting to have, you know, further referendums. You know, the leader of the Scottish National Party, Nicola Sturgeon, has said today that she demands that, you know, Scotland be given its individuality and its freedom, even though she wants to still be kind of led by Europe and be a part of the EU. But what audacity to think that you can demand these things as a politician. Because, you know, the UK is stronger with the four countries, you know, intact. Because what about when Wales wants to do that? And what about when, you know, Northern Ireland wants to do that? Because it's all right going down that direction. But Scotland can't produce enough revenue to run itself. There's not enough people there.
Right. No, you're exactly right. So let's move on from that. I mean, Brexit's great, and I want to see how it plays out. You know more, obviously, than I do about your politics there. I don't know as much. And I'm just dying to see how it plays out and how the people are. The people as rowdy, if you would, as we are here in the States? I mean, when they don't get exactly what they're looking for, are they able to push back? Do they open their mouths, or they go, well, whatever, that's just government?
Yeah. No, there are pressure groups, but they're all kind of segregated. Like, there are gay pressure groups, and there are women's pressure groups, and there are, you know, Dalmatian pressure groups, you know, it's like, it's that segregated. You know, there's no kind of like joint effort, you know, in these things. And thank God we don't have things like Antifa here. You know, there's not like a violent element to it. But our young friend that we talked about last week, you know, Owen Jones, him and his little rebellious few, you know, think that they are, you know, kind of like a pressure group. And, you know, if Boris even sneezes in the wrong direction, it will be homophobia.
Well, they won't touch, but they won't touch him anyhow because of that, because he's part of the LGBT ABCDEFG group, right?
Yeah, of course. And you can't disagree with someone who's gay because, you know, you're homophobic. But I think it's essential to speak out against these things because we, you know, in 2019, we should be allowed to disagree. You know, I disagree with you sometimes, but that doesn't make me anti-Italian American, does it?
Oh, yes, it does. I've already let my people know.
Have you spoken to your union?
That's right. I've spoken to the boys. You know what I'm saying? And they got you on the radar, as we say. No, it's really funny. Do you ever remember? I know this is kind of stupid. People are going to go, what's that got to do with anything? But Oprah, remember when came out against broccoli or something? And or there was something she came out against, whether it was broccoli or beef or what have you. And the industry actually sued her because of her influence. And I'm thinking, get your act together. I mean, are you serious? You're upset because a woman said, I don't like broccoli. I think that's what it started. Everybody was offended. People were offended. They went after her. And I'm going, there is something drastically, drastically wrong with you people when it gets to that point. That's just my point of view.
Well, I think everyone wants to use their influence and use their platform, but it's about using it for positive things. And everybody wants to boycott everything and everything. I mean, there are things I don't agree with. You know, I don't like the fact that you know, Netflix is being swallowed whole by, you know, the Obamas and the liberals. Oh. But I'm not saying that everyone should boycott it. You know, you're free to pay into that commie BS if you want to.
Thank you for keeping it clean, by the way.
Yeah.
There was, I need to pull it up. I figured you'd get a kick out of it. They now are having I thought it was a series at first, but when I read it a little further, it said that it wasn't a series on Netflix. It was actually just a segment on the gay Jesus. And,
what?
Yeah. I think, too, that was in the orbit. Yeah, I got to try to find it here, but it was all about gay Jesus. And I'm going, Is there anything, I mean, I'm not trying to be nasty, but is there anything that isn't gay? I did a story last night. I should have saved it for you today because you would have got a kick out of it. Apparently, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is an icon of the queer community, and we'll talk about that.
You can't say the Q word?
We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Dana Gibb will be back with us, I promise. And it never stops. You know, we talked about it more during the break, and I don't really record the breaks because I don't want any trouble. But we're going to talk a little bit more about this when we come back, and lunacy of what's going on in some areas of the LGBTQ community. And Xander will address those issues on the other side. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They hit through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Let me just bring your friend on and get this over with so you stop badgering me. All right, we're back at it again. One of my favorites, Xander Gibb, joins us, as he does all the time and every week. And I love having him on with me because we take out some of the craziest stories, and these aren't phony. We don't go to the Onion to find these. We don't sit there before the show and go, like, how whacked can we get? Xander, as usual, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
So a couple of weeks ago, I did this story about how the people on the left were having a fit because Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the claymation version, was about bullying. And it was about how Santa allowed bullying and how he was bullied. And it's not a show for kids, and we shouldn't be showing it. We shouldn't be. I mean, they were just getting really stupid. This is like that song, Baby, It's Cold Outside. We have to do away with that now. So they go out of their minds, and I make fun of it, and I leave it alone or what have you. And then last night, somebody sends me a story on how Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is now an icon of the queer community. Because it shows you how somebody different. Who was his sidekick? Herman or Hermie, I think was his name, and he had he had Donald Trump's haircut back then. Did you notice that with the big blonde? Anyway, so Hermie was a little off color. He didn't want to make toys. He was an elf. He wanted to cut hair. He was a He was also a pseudo-icon of the queer community. I'm going, is there anything that isn't queer or gay or lesbian or transgender? Does everything have to come back to some type of a sexual orientation?
Yeah, it's actually part of the mindset, unfortunately. And then when you break out of it, they kind of want to turn you into some kind of demon. You know, because I don't want to be in that mindset. I don't want everything I do or everything I think or everything I watch to be about being gay. Because in fairness, if you're gay, that's absolutely fine. I don't have a problem with that because I'm gay myself. Can it just be kind of, you know, does everything have to revolve around it? You know, does everything have to be suitable for gay people? Because to me, it's kind of, I'm all for equality. I want everyone to have the same rights. But it's turning into gay equity now. And if I even mention it, you know, I'm homophobic and, you know, they want to hang me from a tree. But truly, I don't have to conform to that ideology of being gay.
It doesn't work that way on my side. We don't say everything has to come back to heterosexuality or for me, Christianity. I mean, not everything revolves around that or being a male or whatever. But it seems like in that group, everything has some. Look at, here's another one. When I was doing these stories, and you know how you get the you might be interested in kind of thing. Now here's another one, where Portland State University is gearing up to offer students a gender studies course that asks the question, how about we rethink the nature of nature? Okay? And they want to talk about queer animals, queering the settler colonialism, how, you know, how some of them could have possibly been gay, lesbian, or whatever. Queering environmental, it's like, we need a studies class in this. Are you telling me that gay people only showed up in, what, 1972 or something? I mean, help me understand.
Wasn't this an episode of South Park?
I don't know.
Big Gay Al had the gay animal sanctuary, and so all of the gay animals were sent to Big Gale's gay animal sanctuary.
I don't know. If it was, they're using that as a basis for this class because everything, it's looking at nature through a queer lens. Explore how gender, sexuality, and queer experiences are linked to concepts of colonialism. I'm going, really? Seriously?
But even the idea of using that word queer, you're not allowed to use that anymore. I mean, my grandmother would turn in her grave. You know, my grandmother was from Yorkshire, and anything that was odd, she'd say, oh, that's a bit queer. And you know, she said what she hated the fact that that word had been stolen from her, that she couldn't say that anymore because it was offensive to gay people. Well, I'm gay and I'm not offended by it, but should we be allowed to choose other people's vernacular for them? I mean, if you use it as an insult, that's something different.
Right.
But gay people even use the terminology queer culture. So why can't straight people use that terminology and not be accused of being homophobic?
I'm just so confused anymore. I mean, between, you know, you can't use heterosexual or homosexual now is a bad word. If you guys are going to change these things, isn't there a memo or some kind of PDF you put out every, you know, new terminologies for 2020 or something?
Are you not on the LGBTQABCDFG mailing list?
The grammar update list? Apparently I'm not.
I revoked my membership years ago, but I'm not gay enough. You see, this is what it is. What it is everyone who is gay has a gayometer. You know, there are people in life, you wouldn't even know that they're gay because they're gay kind of where they need to be, you know, without going into lots of detail. But we shouldn't all have to be this all singing, all dancing, you know, pink shirt wearing. You know what I mean?
Oh, wait, what's wrong with pink shirts? What's your problem?
No, but I got it. Kind of synonymous with.
Yes.
Has Tammy been buying you pink shirts again?
Well, she says I'm manly enough to wear them. Although I don't really know what that means, but that's okay too. Anyway.
Well, that's something for another show, Joe.
Oh God! It's people, and when I say it, this is why I love having you on too. Because when I say it, they think I'm just quote-unquote gay-hating. And I'm going, you guys are just stupid. As a heterosexual Christian male, everything doesn't revolve around heterosexuality, maleness, or Christianity. It just doesn't. Things just are sometimes.
Wait, you're heterosexual? I didn't know that.
You didn't know that? Wow.
No.
I even signed the pledge and everything.
I thought this was Big Joe's gay laughing hour.
It is just so hilarious. And I never know what to do with this stuff because, again, I say something. Well, you got nailed for it, too.
Yeah. All the time. All the time. But, you know, the thing is, Joe, it's, why does everything have to be so serious? You know, as a comedian, like, when I performed in gay venues, I can't joke about gay people. But I joke, you know, it's like you joke about yourself. You talk about things that pertain to you.
Oh, my.
We have to be able to laugh at ourselves. And unfortunately, I think the gay community has forgotten how to do that.
I'm not a comedian, but I play one on the radio. Every time I do a joke or I'm talking about, I always put down the Italian community. I always put down Italians for some of the stereotypical jokes about them all the time. And again, if you can't do that, I mean, seriously, if you can't make fun of yourself, my God, you're really in a lot of trouble, aren't you? I mean, you and I would explode. It all would build up inside.
Yeah. But even sometimes when you make fun of yourself, there's a level of criticism levied at you because in making fun of yourself, you're making fun of everybody else in your group. But, you know, I'm here to educate and entertain. I'm not here to be politically correct because comedy should never be politically correct. Surely the epitome of comedy is something totally opposite to politically correct.
Exactly right. You actually using, in some cases, I like using sarcasm myself, but in some cases you're using sarcasm to show how asinine what government is, well, not just government, but particular right. groups are doing. Like I just did with Rudolph. I mean, if they can't get on the same page, how can I?
But was Rudolph gay? That's what I wanted to
know. Oh, he was queer.
You know,
I don't know what that is.
He sure was. My standard response, you see, when people call me homophobic on social media, I always come back and say, yeah, my husband agrees with you. And then they can't work that out.
Oh, what are they going to do? At that point, what the heck are they going to do, right?
And they want to see my marriage certificate.
It's the same thing now with this whole, what is it? And really, my heart goes out to the families where the group went in and they shot up a synagogue or killed some people in a synagogue. And CNN was calling them white supremacists, right? White supremacists now have a license given to them by Donald Trump to go out and create all the havoc they want. The problem was it was a black group. So apparently this black group was white or had white supremacist tendencies just like you are homophobic. They're idiots.
Wait.
They're just
maybe
idiots.
They were black but aspiring to be white. Did you ever think about that?
Oh, maybe they're identifying as white.
Yeah.
Okay, that could be it, too.
But if you're a liberal, you can identify as anything that you want.
Just,
you know?
Just shoot me.
I'm identifying as a Christmas tree this week, you know, with it being...
There you go.
You know,
and then you'll be back to your unicorn status after that, I take it.
Yeah. Yeah, I just keep... My baubles keep falling off. But, you know, apart from that, it's fun, you know.
Wow.
Plug in those lights and you're away.
They're gonna end up imploding on themselves. I just know it.
I think so. And I actually said this week, Joe. I said, you know, what's happening is, because I won't refer to it as the LGBTQ, whatever. I said the gay community is eating itself.
Yeah.
And it really is. Because ultimately, they're actually going to get to the point where they implode. Because everything is an issue. You know?
The sad part
is... It's not red enough. It's not gay enough. Yeah. How come the stores don't stop gayer vegetables or gayer looking vegetables.
God.
That is how ridiculous it has become.
You know, and we're laughing, and we don't have much time left here. We only got about a minute, but we're laughing. But the sad part, and you've said it a million times, you fought so long for just basic rights.
Yeah.
And now what they've gone is they've taken it to a degree where you want to sit back and go, okay, what did we do? Did we give them a false sense of power or security or whatever? I mean, seriously, it's sad. That's all I'm going to say. Hey, tell people where to find you. Tell people how to find your writings and your you do a show, right?
I mean, I do, yeah. There once a week at the moment. It's 3 Pacific, 5 Central, 6 Eastern, and 11 o'clock in the UK. And 10 o'clock in Australia for those of you that are down under. And everything's at dandergibbs.com. And in February, we'll be going to 5 days a week. I must be mad, Joe. I really am.